Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. Welcome. In addition to this podcast, I have a website at risingmoonastrology.com where you can find information about readings that I offer and how to contact me if you'd like to explore astrology one-on-one. I also am on Facebook and Instagram if you want to follow me there. Currently, I'm podcasting for each new and full moon, but I do write shorter posts that I put on the website and Facebook and Instagram, and can be mailed to you directly if you sign up for my mailing list on the website. So there are lots of ways to follow me, learn about what I do, and learn more about astrology, especially the astrology of the moon and her cycles. Welcome to my overview for the waning half of the moon cycle. This is the third installment of this new part of my podcast in which I trace the key points that we're going to be touching as the moon moves, in this case, from the full moon in Pisces that we experienced overnight on Friday the 13th, to the upcoming new moon in Libra. I will be highlighting the shifts that are ahead. I will be mentioning the dates when they occur, as this is one of the suggestions that I received for this new part. And thanks to all of you for the supportive messages and letting me know that you're finding this valuable and interesting, and so I'll plan to continue it. Let me mention here that I work with the moon because the moon is a great tracking device for all of us, pointing to emotional highs and lows, pivot points, the thing that changes on a day-to-day basis, where we can really feel how the big changes happening in the sky are brought home to us as we live our lives on a day-to-day basis. Please take the opportunity to use this overview to track your own moon, because the one part I can't provide here for you is when the moon and the other planets will be transiting over the key points in your own chart. So I really encourage you, if you haven't done it already, to get your chart, learn your moon, and follow along. I am recording this on the evening of Sunday, September 15th. It's about 7:30 p.m. in my Eastern time zone. All of the times that I'll be sharing are Eastern time, so you can adjust accordingly. We are to tonight still within the full moon phase, definitely in the waning half, but still within that full moon time period. We are traveling to the new moon in Libra. We went through an awful lot to get to that full moon in Pisces, traversing some pretty difficult territory in which we faced legacies of our past, sometimes ancestral past, as well as current challenges in our own lives and in the world. These next couple of weeks will be equally rich in somewhat different ways. We will now be processing what has come before. We'll begin to see how the world, our personal world, has changed, and explore what we'll be doing, what choices we'll be making to integrate these changes. The changes are already unfolding. So the full moon itself was exact in, again, my Eastern time zone, at just after midnight on the 14th. So overnight on the 13th, but technically on the 14th. Already on that day, two other key things happened. Mercury entered Libra at 3:14 in the morning, and Venus entered Libra at 9:43 in the morning. So these two, finished with Virgo, have now entered into the sign ruled by Venus, where she is strong, as she was not so much in Virgo, and where the emphasis is on harmony, balance, justice, and how we are relating to others, other people, anything beyond ourselves. The other key thing that happened on the 14th was that the moon finished her journey through Pisces and entered Aries at 6:32 p.m., highlighting as she did so, because at that moment she opposed Mercury and Venus, how important Libra's principles and interests will become in this waning cycle. On the 15th, the Aries moon was conjunct Chiron, the wounded healer, at about 3 a.m., trined Ceres at 1:51 p.m., and will square Saturn in a few hours, around 10:30 p.m. So we see already that we're moving through some tricky territory, understanding our patterns of wounding, moon conjunct Chiron, understanding where we need and want and can offer care, moon trine Ceres, and where we might come up against barriers, hit limits, have to put on the brakes, push through obstacles as the moon squares Saturn later tonight. Just after midnight tonight, so on September 16th, the moon will reach her square with the nodes of the moon, and then at 3:30 in the morning, trine Jupiter. Also on the 16th, Mercury will oppose Chiron. Then Venus will oppose Chiron on the 17th, which is the same day that the moon will conjunct Uranus as she moves into Taurus. So even before we leave the full moon phase, a lot has happened. We're picking up new bits of information, new moments of insight, new senses of challenge and support before we reach the disseminating moon, when the moon will be in Taurus on September 18th at 2:19 a.m. Eastern Time. The disseminating phase is a square and a half, like the gibbous moon This moon is sometimes called the waning gibbous moon. This is a moment when we are strongly reminded of how much the earth under our feet has shifted in recent times. So at the moment of this disseminating moon, the sun is at 25 Virgo, the moon is at 10 Taurus. Just 2 hours after we reach this moment of the disseminating moon, Saturn in Capricorn stations direct. A few hours later, just before 10 a.m., the moon will trine Saturn, emphasizing, bringing to our attention this shift in Saturn's movement. Then the sun will move to trine the south node and sextile the north node, and then we'll trine Pluto. So a lot of earth aspects, earth relationships, earth triggers, earth information coming forward. At this phase, the disseminating moon, we are sharing what we've learned. We're building our own understanding. We may also face some resistance, either within ourselves or from others or both, to these new ideas we're bringing forward, this sense that something tectonic has happened, that we are not standing on the same ground we were before. On the 19th, just before 10 a.m., we reach the waning trine, a moment when the sun and moon are trining each other, when they're flowing together, when there is a greater sense of clarity about what's been happening. At this moment, the sun's at 26 Virgo, the moon is at 26 Taurus, and there's a sense of what is ripening, what we will have available to us to work with. Also, on the 19th, Mars will trine Pluto, giving us insights into, on the one hand, what actions we need to take to complete or bring about our inner transformations, or what difficulties may still be needing to be solved as we move forward. On the 20th, the moon will trine Venus, trine Mercury, oppose Ceres. On the 21st, the moon opposes Jupiter, having moved herself into Gemini. She will square Neptune, square Mars, and on this day, most importantly, we have the final Jupiter-Neptune square at 12:44 p.m. This is the third and final square in a series that has been and will continue to be one of the key astrological themes of this year. This mutable square, which means it's not so much hard and fast as it is kind of a bit of a tug of war, perhaps, a nudging and a kind of sharing between the optimistic, expansive philosophy of Jupiter and the cosmically expansive and inclusive visionary qualities of Neptune. At this third and final square, we will get a sense of what we have gleaned from the other two, where we are in terms of having a feeling, a felt emotional sense of what our philosophy of life is, whether we feel lost at sea, whether we feel that we have found that vision, that through line that can carry us through. If we're feeling lost, there is still opportunities and ways and times ahead when we can find that ground to stand on. At a minimum, therefore, at this Jupiter-Neptune square on the 21st, check in. How are you feeling about your vision of yourself, your life, and the world going forward? It's good to know that same day, that night at 10:41 p.m. Eastern Time, we reach the last quarter moon. This is the pivot point where we shift our attention from sharing whatever we achieved or learned at the full moon with the world to turning into a more inward space where we will be preparing to move toward the quiet darkness of the new moon before we are born again, seeded again, germinating in a new cycle. During this last quarter, the sun is at 28 Virgo, the moon at 28 Gemini. And this placement of the moon in the third and final decan of Gemini emphasizes the pivot that we are located at right now. This decan of Gemini is one where the Gemini polarity is at its most extreme, in which, in the story of the twins, one twin is lost and the other goes on. On September 22nd, the moon has moved into Cancer and will square Chiron, sextile Uranus, both in the morning. Mercury will square Saturn just after noon. The moon will square Venus in the evening, and Mercury will square the nodes around the same time. On the 23rd, we reach the equinox. This is the day that the sun enters zero Libra. And this will happen at 3:50 in the morning, again, Eastern Time. Before we get there, the moon will oppose Saturn, conjunct the North Node, and square Mercury. So that at the moment of the equinox, the moon will be just past that conjunction with the North Node, emphasizing that at this turning of the year, we are looking at a time in which the moon, in her own sign of Cancer, in which she is at her strongest and most nurturing, is aligning herself with the North Node of the future. A few hours after the exact moment of the equinox, the moon trines Neptune and opposes Pluto. In other words, we are moving toward the future, but more changes will be unfolding along the way. This is happening, just to note, within that last quarter moon phase. So as the moon is making the pivot point, reaching that pivot point from the full to the new, we are likewise reaching a pivot point of the year, turning from summer into fall. On the 24th, then, at 7:12 in the morning, we reach the waning sextile, one of those moments of understanding and insight. At this sextile, the sun is at 1 Libra and the moon is at 1 Leo. Now, this is an interesting place for the moon because we are reaching that quiet inner time of the moon phase. So I'll note that this first decan of Leo has as its theme being in the spotlight and what we might be willing to do to fight, to take advantage, to push somebody else out of the way in order to get our 15 minutes of fame. And remember that at this sextile, a moment of understanding, the sun is at objective, fair, diplomatic, charming Libra. So my sense of this September 24th morning sextile is that if we can maintain the calm objectivity and open-mindedness of Libra, we have a chance to see where we're vulnerable to the opinions and attention of others. A few hours later, the moon trines Chiron, the wounded healer, and then a few hours after that, we'll square Uranus. So, where are we wounded? Where are we hurting? And where can we make changes, even ones that we might resist? The next day, on the 25th, we will enter the balsamic phase, and just before we do, the moon will sextile Venus. At the balsamic, we are in this sequestered, dark phase that comes immediately before the new moon. We enter it at 9:55 a.m. on the 25th of September with the sun at 2 Libra and the moon at 17 Leo in a trine to Jupiter that is strong because it is applying and very close. In this second decan of Leo, we have the image of the crown of laurels with all of its possibilities and dangers. The moon at this point is at the apex of a yod, the awkward aspect pattern that involves two inconjuncts or quincunxes. In this case, the Capricorn group on one side and Neptune on the other. Both wanting to communicate with this Leo moon, offer advice, offer support, but struggling to get through, struggling to be heard. The opportunity at this decan, this second 10 degrees of Leo, is that we can maintain a sense of humility and inclusiveness of others, and so claim a legitimate, authentic victory. The danger is that in grabbing for the victory, we'll trample over others and lose the authenticity in a moment of pride and hubris. So another theme here that I'm seeing that can help us find our way is to look for the balance point between Eros and Logos. We do not want cold thought without heart. We do not want an emotional fire with no objectivity or clarity or inclusion of others. We need both in balance. And finding both in balance could well be the task of the balsamic moon phase as we head into the new moon in Libra, which will arrive on the 28th of September at 2:26 p.m. That's where I will leave us. That's where we're heading. I will be doing the podcast and the essay for the new moon as we approach. And looking forward with interest and possibly a little bit of anxiety to these next couple of weeks, because it feels to me like there are some important milestones coming up during which we can really feel our way into and claim and integrate everything that we have understood and achieved, not just in the last waxing cycle, but in the last several months. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, inviting you into the deep spaces, the journey ahead of all of us as we traverse this territory. I will share at this closing moment that I'm an equinox baby, and so part of what I'll be experiencing in this next couple of weeks is my birthday and solar return, which is part of what makes this particular time of year meaningful to me. I hope that you will find your own meaning and your own deep journey. And as always, thank you for listening.